ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Friday morning at 8 o'clock, it means it's time for Turon Davenport to be with us here on the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, host of Talking with TD, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. TD, good morning, man. What's going on? How we doing?
Hey, good morning. All is well, man. How are you guys?
We're awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Turon Davenport, brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook. TD was with us earlier this week, too, filling in for Joe Rexrow. We had a lot of fun on Monday. Go check that out if you missed that conversation. TD, the Combine coming up next week, and it's Joe Rexrow's favorite event of the year. He really loves all things NFL Combine. But as Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan are prepared to speak, what's the number one thing that you're looking for, that you are curious about for the Tennessee Titans heading into Combine Week here next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think as always, you want to see how the receivers run, how the cornerbacks run, the skill positions. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, these guys up close and personal, right? You know, getting to actually feel their size and things like that. As far as, like, you know, you can feel their presence when you're talking to them. But I think as far as, like, from Rand Carthon and the Titans brass, that's the biggest thing that they should be looking forward to, just those meetings and getting down there and just, like, sitting and talking to them and picking their mind and seeing, you know, gauging their love for the football. That's something that you want to kind of fill out and discover when you're talking to them.
So, TD, I feel like five people in particular are of interest to me, and I wanted to see if you agree. I think I'm discounting Marvin Harrison Jr. because I just think that, like, I don't think it makes sense at all for the Titans to try to move up. I don't think he's going to be there. I don't think there's any chance of them getting him. But I think Odunze and Neighbors have to be guys you have to be really seriously looking at if you're the Titans, not knowing how the board's going to fall. And obviously Joe Alt, Olu Fashanu, right? But the fifth guy, and I want to get your thoughts on this guy, Fuaga, the tackle from Oregon State. I'm seeing more momentum from him, on him, I guess, and just the idea that he may not be all that, like, it's always been kind of sold, I guess, as early on here in the early going as, you know, two guys in a one tier, and then there's a bunch of other good tackles. But I'm hearing more about him as a possibility. What do you think about him as a player?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he's a good player and a solid prospect, but he's definitely not on the same tier as those guys. He's not somebody I would take at seven. But at the same time, you still, like, if this were the old Titans, I'd say, yeah, that's, he'd be in play, because that dude is, you know, to use their words, he's a road grader, right, a run blocker, a bulldozer. He gets his hands on you, it's pretty much over. And you watch his tape, man, it's very physical. But I saw, you know, going against, you know, a guy in Adisa Isaac down at the Senior Bowl, you know, they had really good back and forth. I don't know how he would do against some of those edge rushers, you know, those guys that come off of there that aren't too tall, but they're able to bend. Like, think Harold Landry. It would be interesting watching him go against a guy like Landry.
So you think there's a clear, pretty clear separation then between those two and him?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, for sure. There's a very, very clear separation. And then on top of that, Fuaga is not a guy I would flip to left tackle. You know, so you need bookends, right? Regardless, you need a left and a right. That this league is designed to where you have guys coming off of both sides. But I still think the left tackle position is more important for the Titans, especially with Will Levis, who still has to get his pocket presence and just awareness better, you know, because he got some really bad blindside hits. So you have to make sure that left side is taken care of. And that's why Olu Fashanu with Bill Callahan coaching, or Joe Alt just coming in and taking that number 76 and playing left tackle for the next 10 years would be perfect.
So, TD, let's take it the other way and focus in on the receivers here. Let's say the Titans have their pick of Rome Odunze and Malik Neighbors, and they want to go wide receiver there. They've got those two guys rated higher. Who do you like more, Odunze or Neighbors, with this group and this team?
Hey, Rexo, remember Outkast had that old song, Benzo or Beamer?
Yes.
That's what this is. You know, do you want a Benzo or a Beamer? I think you can't go wrong with either one. I just got done three or four games of Roma Dunze, and the thing is with him, man, and what I love is when the game's on the line, that dude comes in and steps up. You know, he had a couple game-winning touchdowns there for them. His ability to just go up and get the ball and make that contested catch is awesome. He's a guy that they moved all over the place, and they found ways to get him open and get the ball and make plays, you know. So you have that. But then you got Malik Nabers, who, I mean, this dude is just like a touchdown waiting to happen. You know, you throw the short pass, and he'll take it the distance. And he's another one that you can move around. So preference-wise, I would probably go with Dunze. I just love that ability to just make that play when it matters and make it against pretty good players. You know, that Oregon tape – both games were really fun to watch. You know, he had the game winner against in the first game, you know, and he made a couple touchdown catches over a corner I really like in Kyrie Jackson. So, I definitely would go with Dunze.
So, meanwhile, free agency, you know, coming shortly here, TD. We've talked about, you know, what can the Titans do? I mean, certainly they have money. They have a possibility. They have cap space, which is an important thing to have. I feel like corner is a possible spot where they could make a big splash. I think interior offensive line, certainly, there's some pretty good options. What about those? What else are you looking at positionally? And at those two spots, anyone in particular you like for this team?
Yeah, I think receiver is a position you have to look at as well. And, I mean, going back to corner, if you make the big splash, right, it's going to be a Jalen Johnson or Lajarius Sneed. I don't think either one of them come available. And, frankly, like, if I'm the one doing it, I don't know that either one of those are a $25 million a year player. You know what I mean? At least not for me. I wouldn't spend the money on that. But if you turn around and you look at some of the more efficient guys that you could kind of get the best out of with Denard Wilson and Chris Harris and the crew, you know, I really love the possibility of Jeff Okuda. And I know he didn't do well in Detroit, had the injuries. I don't know what happened.
He had Achilles, Atlanta. Right? He had Achilles, I think, didn't
Achilles.
He?
Yeah, in Detroit, first year, you know. But he's so talented, you know what I mean? So you definitely, I would look at that. Chidobe Awuzie is a guy, you know, physical corner. He could play multiple spots. And, you know, Denard Wilson said that he wants versatile players, so he's another one. So those are a couple guys that I would look at. As far as the interior part, I think Robert Hunt is a clear favorite, you know, when it comes to the guard position. So you have that. Receiver-wise, I mean, there are all types of ways that you could go. Depending on what the price tag comes in at, I think Hollywood Brown, you combine his vertical speed with Levis's vertical passing ability, and you got something cooking there, but it's just, what is that price going to be? You know what I mean? If you want to go a little bit less expensive, well, a lot less expensive, a lot less productive, you know what I mean? You got Darnell Mooney, who I think would be a good option as well. Tyler Boyd also. And you know, even returner, I would sign Devin Duvernay. He's a guy I would bring in, you know, former Texas State 100-meter champ. You saw what he did in Baltimore over the years as a punt returner, and he brings the electricity as a kick returner as well.
TD, we talked about this a little bit on Monday, but you know, if you're Rand Carthon heading into the draft here, at 7 overall, you've got the opportunity to take an elite player. You're also staring at a roster right now that needs a lot of players and needs a lot of young players coming in on rookie deals. So how open would you be if you're Rand Carthon to moving back off of number 7 in this draft? And I guess what would it have to do, what would have to be a part of that deal in order for you to actually consider doing it if you're Carthon and the Titans?
Yeah, but I would be open to doing it, like maybe moving back, you know, 3 or 4 spots. You look at if a team wants to jump the Falcons, right, and take a Dunze or take one of the quarterbacks, you know, that's something. The Jets, you know, that's another area where if the Jets want to move up and get one of the offensive linemen, I would consider that. But then again, offensive line is a position you need. So the moving back part of it is something I would consider, but it would have to include at least another second and maybe a fourth or something like that, or some way to recoup that third-round pick that they don't have. Those would have to be the things. And, I mean, if they were to move back, you know, you look at the receiver position, you know, a guy like Keon Coleman will probably be there, you know, in that 15 to 20 range. And, look, man, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does at the combine, and he's someone that I would imagine would fit what the Titans want to do pretty well from a receiver perspective.
Yeah, he's a freak. He's going to be fascinating. No doubt about it. As far as backup quarterback for this team, TD, what do you think is the future for Malik Willis? Do you think the Titans should get someone who's a veteran who, has played more in this league, has succeeded more in this league, or do you think that Willis has a future here?
No, I think they should get somebody that has played more in this league. Andy Dalton is a good option. One of those type of players, Jacoby Brissett, that type of player would be perfect for them.
Well, TD, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week after the combine. Tell us about our friends at ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
Yeah, for sure, man. ESPN Bet is now live in Tennessee. It's the official sportsbook of ESPN and the only place you can find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. You can sign up today, and as a new user, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. You get all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. You have to be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For gambling support, call or text TN Redline at 800-889-9789. And as always, terms and conditions apply for details.
All right, two real quick Gen X questions for you, TD, before you go. One, okay. Do you like play-by-play announcers who say we? And two, how many people don't know what cap means?
Yeah, I don't go for the we thing, man. Stay away from that. It's
Thank
all about
you.
Objectivity. But if they work for the team, I don't mind it. But as far as cap, yeah, that's we know Jarrett Stillman is one of them that doesn't understand it. But he does now because I schooled him.
There we go. Good. There we go. We TD, keep trying with him.
That's right. We'll react to what TD had to say. Coming up next, take your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Plus, a free agency ploy that Joe Rexroad believes the Titans should try. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, The Game.